We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
You are listening to WIXR 91.7 FM Memphis, powered by the Crosstown Radio Partnership between the Daily Memphian, Crosstown Concourse, and the University of Memphis.
You're listening to WIXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee.
Welcome to the new Untitled Show. I'm Steve Shelley. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 in Memphis, Tennessee. We just played you Reflections of Charles Brown. That was Rupert's People. That's a 7-inch that came out in 67. That song has a similarity to Whiter Shade of Pale by Procol Harum. Both songs were based on Air and G by Bach.
That's a strange thing.
Yeah, but today we heard Rupert's People. That was Reflections of Charles Brown.
And now, Steve, we're going to go local. Bach is not quite local, but the Gentrys were very local back in the 60s. This next tune was written by one of their childhood friends, Keith Sykes, and it was produced by Dale Hawkins over at Ardent. This is the Gentrys doing Silky.
Inside me shine, I don't know just what I'm going to do. She makes me feel just silky all the time. Oh, got me silky cause she's oh so fine. Her fingers like a thread of satin to entwine all around the chest. Oh, it makes the fever in me rise. I don't know just what I'm going to do. She makes me feel I silky. Time.
plan. Was never too good at math. But they tell me that she finished at the head of her class. And if she lost any virginity, she didn't lose it too fast. They couldn't hold any dress rehearsals for Sylvia Plath. Came into Manhattan. She had crawled out of one cocoon where there was absolutely nothing happening. She said, if I'm gonna be classless and crass, I'm gonna break up some glass. Nobody broke anything sharper than Sylvia Plath. No romance and excuses. It's just a dance in the aftermath. And when you check out of this hotel, Jack, you're nothing but an autograph. The desk clerk wakes up around 7 and he tosses it out with the trash. But he might keep around a couple of letters return addressed to Sylvia Plath. Sylvia Plath woke up and turned on the gas. Then she put her head down and completely forgot about lighting a match. The rest of the details are just too boring to attach. But let's see you do one thing as graceful as Sylvia Plath. Oh, let's see you do one thing as graceful as Sylvia Plath. Yes, let's see you do one thing as senselessly cruel as Sylvia Plath.
Moonlight and music, starlight and melody, yet someone is crying.
We are back to tell you what you just heard here on the New Untitled Show. We played Moonlight and Music. That was Ruby and the Romantics from Akron, Ohio. From their album, Our Day Will Come, came out in 1963. From 1993 was Peter Lofner, who hails from Cleveland, Ohio. He was doing a tune called Sylvia Plath. That was from Take the Guitar Player for a Ride. Came out on Tim Kerr Records. Before that, we went back over to Akron, Ohio, with Devo doing I Can't Get No Satisfaction from their 1978 debut album, Question Are We Not Men? Answer, We Are Devo. And before that, we went back to Cleveland, Ohio, for Pear Ubu. That came off of Data Panic in the Year Zero, 1975 to 1977. An EP on Radar Records. It was listed, this title of that song was Untitled, sort of like our show. That was an early version of the song, The Modern Dance, later the title track of Pear Ubu's debut LP. And we started it all off with The Gentrys. On Bell from 1968, a tune called Silky. Well, Steve, that was that set. What do we got for the next set?
We've got a birthday coming up. We'd like to wish a very happy birthday to Beck Hansen. And here's a tune by Beck.
You feel walk around with a broken leg and $100 bill. Get yourself a pistol. Get yourself a dog. Stay up all night getting drunk, sleeping on a hollow log. Walk till you're restless. Sleep till you're tired. Wake up without thinking you're the one that I desired.
Yesterday's a render. walking a line, and their faces jade the strain. Stranded in infinity rooms, and the same.
Wonder how you are. I'm so lonesome. Getting sick and tired of the way you do. Good kind papa gotta poison you. Sprinkle goober dust all around your bed. Wake up one of these mornings, find your own self dead. She said you shouldn't say then. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. The woman I love, she got dimples in her jaws. The clothes she's wearing is made out of the best of cloth. She can take and wash them, she can hang them upside the wall. She can throw them out the window and run out and catch them a little bit before they fall. Sometimes I think you has your happy zone. She said you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say to make you mad this time, baby? She says, I don't know. Sat down and cried. Say, you're too young a man, son, to have the many women you got. I looked at my mother then, I didn't even crack a smile. I said, if the women kill me, I don't mind dying. The woman I love, I won a week before last. The woman I love, I've got out of class. I thought I won you, babe, a long time ago. If you don't watch your step, I'm gonna have to let you go. She said, you shouldn't say that. I said, what should I say this time, baby? She says, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what my baby putting down.
We're back, and you're listening to WYXR. I'm here with Tim Prudhomme. We just played I Don't Know. That was Willie Maybone and his combo. That's a 10-inch that came out on Chess in 1952. Cry Like a Baby, that's Betty Wright. That's from her LP, My First Time Around. That was released on Atco in 1968, recorded when she was 14, and Tim pointed out to me that was actually her first LP, and she was recording singles before the age of 14. I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry, that's Al Green from Call Me. That came out on High in 1973. Produced by Al and Willie Mitchell here at Royal, here in Memphis at Royal Studio. Sunday Sun, that's Beck from Sea Change. That came out in 2002. We're wishing Beck a very happy birthday today. And before Sunday Sun, we heard Hollow Log, also by Beck, from his One Foot in the Grave record that came out on K Records in 94.
Okay. This next tune is obviously a rewrite. It's odd they did not give credit. Credit was due, but guess where they got this song? They calling it In These Times.
In these times, no, no, the living ain't easy.
Thank you.
Thank you. tattoo can do to my brain. All you have to do is to do it again. The angle of incidence equals the angle of reflection. So there's nothing new, and I'm easily bored. All I have to know, would you do it once more? And there I go again, in a different direction. You don't read, you just turn pages. You haven't read a word in ages. The book is a mirror, and the word, recognition.
You play with everyone, and I pretend to play alone. It is the way that things are done, without a new. Play with everything, and I pretend to play alone. You know the way that things are done without the new.
What a second look can do to affect whatever you give, you'll never get it back. The angle of incidence equals the angle of reflection. From only 1 out of 10 to almost 1 out of 2, simple, proper, by the book. Here they go, once more, a new direction. Sell one treasure to buy another. What's in your hands when you finally discover it's the same beyond all recognition.
You play with everyone, and I pretend to play alone. You know the way that things are done without the new. You play with everything, and I pretend to play alone. I know the things you have to do without the new.
Listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, Tennessee. You can also find us on WYXR.org, where you can listen to all kinds of shows. We have them in the archives. Just go to the WYXR.org and you can see them all there and listen to them anytime. Instead of right when they're being played. We just heard Loosburg, a band out of Rotterdam, Amsterdam, Netherlands. That was a tune called Angle of Reflection. From their album Out and About. It came out in 2023 on the 12XU label. And before that was The Cure. Veritable goth anthem. A Forest was the name of this song. Their album 17 Seconds on the Fiction label, 1980. We started it off with Errol Walker doing In These Times, which basically was summertime, but the lyrics, I thought he did a great job of switching those lyrics so that they actually reflected these times we're living in today. That came out on Orchid label in 1977. That I mentioned it was produced by Leap Scratch Perry. I don't think that did, but very dubby there. And that was that shortest set. Steve, I know that we don't have too much time left. But we definitely have time for another song. You got something for us?
Yeah, this is one from Brick. You may not remember that name, but they had a song called Daz. and that was on their LP Good High. That came out on Bang in 76. So let's see if you remember Rick.
We'll see you later. Oh, next up, Shanksky. Good night.
Thank you.